People of the world, it's the Brothers Talk family with your hosts, Rod, Scott, and Norm. Join us each Friday wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts or on our website to hear us three black, unfiltered African-American men with no strings attached, giving voice to the most feared, most misunderstood, and most rarely heard from segment of the population on topics of interest to us for education, enlightenment, and entertainment. You can reach us with your comments, questions, and suggestions at The Brothers Talk on Twitter, The Brothers Talk on Instagram, and the Facebook group of the same name. And also follow us on Facebook. And if you want to share in more detail, hit us up at the email address, thebrotherstalk@gmail.com. Stay tuned for our soon-to-launch YouTube channel, and now on with this week's show. Good day to the worldwide Brothers Talk family in the car, the gym, the den, the kitchen, barber or beauty shop, in the backyard, or on the corner, or wherever you hold your relevant conversations to spur critical thinking and activism to support the Black community. As always, we welcome our first-time listeners as you join us to keep lifting up the critical thought process with enlightened conversations and in promoting new and existing Black business opportunities to empower and enrich our community. The weekly coronavirus reminder is that we are like the only voice out here reminding the world that COVID is still here, is still extremely infectious and very deadly, killing over 500 people a day in its third year. So once again, we're encouraging everyone to please get vaccinated if you haven't already, and to stay vigilant, avoiding both people and situations where you might be exposed. Please don't get complacent and let your guard down as you go about your daily routine. Keep wearing your mask and keep taking necessary precautions when you're out and about, regardless of what you see other folks doing. We really can't spare any of our loved ones. And now to my brothers in the struggle for critical thinking, Scott and Norm.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, family, thanks for your continued support. And I just want to follow up on what Rod was just saying about COVID. We got a situation where I know of two people close to me in the last week who have tested positive and currently quarantining for they have the virus. And they've been vaccinated. They've been had the booster. But they kind of relaxed and was around a lot of people not wearing masks. And so now they're infected. So we really got to do our due diligence. And this thing now is gotten to the point where I thought it was heading anywhere. Anyway, you hear them talking about, oh, now you're just going to be getting an annual booster just like the flu. So they want to call it a booster, but really you're just getting another shot annually. And this is where they, to me, I think that's what they were trying to get this to something that they can manage so people have to get a shot every year. Go out, protect yourself and your family, and be safe.
And I'm just going to remind everyone, you know, we're in the fall now, and the holiday season's approaching us, and Black businesses are really, this is the big time of year for all businesses, but especially Black businesses. So keep in mind, you know, when you spend your dollar with our people, you're employing our people, you're buying homes and just things that we need from our people. So let's just keep that dollar in our community.
So this week, there's once again white outrage over Black characters in the fictional universe of some science fiction movies. This is the third or fourth time it's come up as an issue, came up around the Star Wars universe, and now it's in the Lord of the Rings process where you've got some Black actors featured fairly prominently in there. And so it is simply the most amazing hypocrisy. Because I'll ask the rhetorical question, what do the fictional characters, Charlie Chan, Tonto, Zorro, Othello, the Sheik of Araby, and even Maria from West Side Story have in common? Well, it's that they were all portrayed by white actors. These were all ethnic characters who were not white, but they were all portrayed by white actors. And that doesn't even begin to talk about the fact that you had the Asian King of Siam, Cleopatra, Pocahontas, Genghis Khan, Hannibal, Saladin, Jim Thorpe, and even Michael Jackson, who were portrayed by white actors. These are real life people. And let's not ever forget all the white actors who played the biblical characters, including Jesus himself, in a region that's populated with brown people. We've had all these movies and television shows that featured white actors in lead roles playing Jews and Middle Eastern or North African characters. And so it just seems to me like the height of hypocrisy But who's pointing that out when they continue to allow the others to do things like with this latest Lord of the Rings movie? I understand they are sabotaging the reviews because they are so upset about the fact that you've got Black actors in there. And the only reason it becomes an issue for me is that one of the most powerful influencers in the country is media. And when our young kids can have an opportunity to see people who look like them in the media, because let's face it, media is going to be a part of the social consciousness of this country. And so our young people are watching the same movies and television that every other group is. And it's important for them to be able to see someone who looks like them and recognize that even if it's in a fictional universe, there's an idea that they can see themselves and feel like they have a place for how they can develop and grow up. So I'm going to be one who's going to continue to just talk about the double standard of hypocrisy. And I just had to lay it out there.
You know, Rod, it really is amazing. And I wish that we could get one of those white liberals pretending to be white liberals on this show to explain to us why is it that there's an issue when a Black person plays a fictional character. It's acting. It's called acting. And let's not forget the uproar. I can't remember the female's name who was had a show on Fox who was going all off about Santa Claus. You know, she made this big deal about Santa Claus. Everybody knows Santa Claus is a white man. It's a fictional character. And yet, like you said, Rod, they can play any character they want to play. And not only can they play the character, they may get nominated for some type of award for playing that character because it's acting. But for some reason, Black people, that's off limits. I guess it's just like going to certain country clubs. It's like, this is off limits to Blacks, you know, even though most of the biblical stories, things that happen in the Bible happen in Africa. But somehow, Charlton Heston played the role of Moses, and that was like basically the standard bearer for a long time, playing Moses. But last time I checked, Charlton Heston was a white guy.
My favorite one was 007 and the uproar that white people made when the brother was being considered for the role. You know, you thought it was Armageddon or something. You know, in the white world that we live in, white people want to be everything, and they're obviously not.
And so, Scott, you're referring to Megyn Kelly, who was on Fox at the time and said, everyone knows that Santa's white. Well, what happened to Megyn Kelly? Well, she left there and got her own show on NBC. And it wasn't long before she got on there and ran afoul of saying some more racist stuff that ended up getting her canceled on there as well. But it's amazing how, just as both of you just pointed out, that there's no pushback from the real mainstream, like you said, the quote unquote liberal media, which we said there is no such animal. But you have an ongoing process with the notion that fictional characters, not only fictional characters who were of other ethnicities, but you've had actual historical figures that they had no problem in whitewashing them and making them to be white people, even if it involved blackface. But like they did in the Othello movie early on, they actually had a white actor in blackface to play Othello, who was supposed to be the Moor King that Shakespeare wrote about. And so you've got this kind of just nonsense. And so where at the same time are the Black people who really should be standing up and pointing that out and making an issue to push back and shame the devil, as they say, shame these white folks into knowing that all they're doing is letting their racist horns show.
That's so true. I can think of, there are very few situations where Black people have pushed back and made a big deal about, you know, the double standards. I know this white chick, I can't remember none of these people's names, but she was going to play Cleopatra. And that's one time when a lot of Black people, like female, not a lot, but people voiced their opinion saying, hey, there are a lot of good Black actresses out there who could play Cleopatra and would love the opportunity to play Cleopatra. But yet, I don't know what happened to that project. Since it was a lot of pushback, I hadn't heard anything about it. It was a couple of years ago. But the notion that we are so, I don't know whether they're thinking that we are so talented that we can be believed as being something, a Black person, when we're clearly not, or an Asian person or whomever, when we're clearly not that. And is it this fear factor like we have here in this country with everything else when it comes to race? Are they afraid that once Black people start playing roles that are meant for people of color and doing such a good job that they're thinking that that's going to take opportunities from them? Or is it that they feel like the Black actors and actresses are going to really, really expose that these people are not that great of actresses and actors? I just would like to know what it is. Because right now, other than racism, that's the only thing I can think of.
I believe it's forcing them to actually come to the realization that they're, A, number one, not the only people on this planet, but B, what they've been living is a delusion. And when they're forced to look at reality, and I'm going to use the fact that when a Black man had the opportunity to play Jesus, white people lost their minds. They can't believe, number one, that a Black man or a Jesus was actually a person of color, which he was, but they don't even want that in their thoughts or out in public. They don't want anything to come into their comfort zone in the realization of truth regarding the history of this planet.
And, you know, I heard more from the Black acting community around the issue of the number of European Blacks, particularly British Blacks, who were playing roles in movies in this country, and they were complaining about, you know, taking jobs away from American Blacks. And I heard a whole lot more even about Zoe Saldana playing Nina Simone, you know, in the biopic that they had, because they darkened her skin and put, like, you know, some prosthetics on her face to make her nose look broader and so forth. And there was a lot of outcry, you know, to the point that Zoe Saldana, who is Black and Puerto Rican, ended up apologizing for even playing the role. And so it's like, well, okay, so if you got that kind of outrage against your own, then how is it that you are so afraid to stand up and say something about the double standard and hypocrisy that exists when it comes to blatant cultural appropriation and just outright stealing of Black imagery?
You know, Rod, you're right. I remember that there was some outrage about that, because I agree with it. But I agree with this argument we're having, too. I agree with, you know, it looks like every time you turn around, roles that there are a lot of capable Black actors and actresses in this country, and you see these guys acting, and once you see them get interviewed, and they got this thick British accent, and it's like, all of the roles, especially the male roles, are going to these British guys. And like you said, there was a big, a huge outcry about that. But there's like barely a whimper about all of this other stuff where white people, white male and female actors and actresses, are taking roles that clearly they have no business trying to play a person of color. But is it because people feel like they're going to get blackballed? They speak out? Probably true. That probably has something to do with it. So I guess it's more important for them to get some, have food on the table and to keep acting than to have some integrity and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, there's a double standard here. But I don't see that happening.
Well, this is just another example of why we need control, why we need our own, why we need to be the decision makers on who's getting these roles. And, you know, unfortunately, we're not. We're still going to Massa and letting him actually pick and choose what he wants to do. And in the end, it's only dividing us even more.
I look at your point there, Scott, and think just this, though, that I'm not asking for any just one act, because you always have like one or two who are willing to poke their head up. I guess I'm looking at it as the idea that why don't they collectively get together, just like you're saying, Norm, why don't they come together as a group and take more control over producing things? As much as I have issues with the content that comes out of Tyler Perry, I certainly cannot take any issue with the fact that he owns his own production lines and is doing what he needs to do there and in supporting Black talent. And so why wouldn't you have a group of like the leading Black actors step up, because they couldn't all be blackballed, because then they'd run into the same situations they ran into with the Oscars, you know, when they had the Oscars So White campaign. And how did Hollywood respond then? Well, the next year you had the blackest Oscars that they've ever had. And so it's just, to me, it's a sign of cowardice that they just are unwilling to take a stand because, one, as you said, Norm, they don't really take the initiative to band together and own more. But secondly, they just are using the same double standard that we're complaining about with the white folks.
You know, Rod, I'm gonna call a couple of names, and it might hurt some of our listeners' ears to hear the name, these names, but Will and Jada Pinkett supposed to have their own production company, and I don't see them featuring in a lot of films. I think most of the stuff they're doing is basically featuring Will, but they're not featuring films with giving black actors and actresses opportunities. I know there got to be some others out there who also have their production have their own production companies, and they should be, in my opinion, producing films that a lot of black actors and actresses can actually perform in. But I guess Will, they're trying to, he thought that they were like a crossover and mainstream, and I guess that's what he's trying to do, trying to play to mainstream, but I don't know how that's working out for him.
You know, and I agree with you. You know, we have enough stars, we have enough people in the industry to come together, and they don't even have to do it on their own. There are enough people, you know, that they could actually partner with and really create something. You know, I don't put enough or really any hope in people like Will and Jada, unfortunately, but you know, that we do have the resources to make that happen.
Yeah, so that's almost the same question you could ask about the royal couple of Jay-Z and Beyonce, who, you know, got all in bed with Tidal and was basically producing nothing but white acts and music out there. But that's how the process continues to roll. And so we have to continue to take a stand against cultural appropriation of any form, any sort, because the arts are just the place where we certainly know it has a much wider influence than it should have. And so until that changes, we have to be vigilant about trying to protect our images out there too. So in our Black Business Spotlight, meet Aronde Booker and his 14-year-old son, Kendall, who are making history as the founders of Bookdog Sports, the first ever Black-owned athletic supply company based in Atlanta. The company is already taking pre-orders for its flagship product called the HW101 Basketball, which is made of premium microfiber composite. The elder Booker says when thinking about sports, it's likely that several Black stars across all sports, basketball, football, tennis, or soccer, come to mind easily. Black people have continued to contribute much to sports, attracting fans and diverse audiences, redefining the game and helping shape its culture, yet so few are found behind the ball, particularly when looking at industries like sports equipment. And so, dominated by a select group of brands like Nike, Adidas, Reebok, etc., the athletic equipment industry is really big business, pulling in millions of dollars annually. According to Statista, in 2021 alone, the United States wholesale sales of basketballs amounted to an estimated $286 million. So Bookdog Sports calls their basketball HW101, which is shorthand for Hard Work 101, because no secret that excellence on the court requires hard work. And the name serves as a constant reminder of what it takes to succeed. So getting in line to purchase the HW101, shoppers will also have the opportunity to give back, because Bookdog Sports plans to invest a percentage of each purchase into nonprofits and support young Black players who could not otherwise afford to play basketball. So check them out at bookdogsports.com. And that's dog, D-A-W-G. So that's a wrap for another program. And God willing, we'll keep our focus on the issues that impact our community on the path to a better future. Don't forget, you can follow and communicate with us, sending your comments, questions, and show ideas to The Brothers Talk on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or email us, thebrotherstalk@gmail.com. Until the next time, as always, we sincerely appreciate your time and interest, and rest assured that we'll never take it or you for granted. And remember, let's do better today, because that's all we really have.